Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jamaah, we welcome you to this program. It is the interview segment with Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein Sab Hafidhullah. The date today is the 18th of Muharram 1447, and it is corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 14th of July 2025. Today's topic, we are discussing Islamic worlds. Mufti Sab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum, maulana, jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Sahab, when it comes to the Islamic worlds, what are the essentials that we need to know?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihi al-kareem, amma ba'd, all praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 18th of Muharram 1447. Before we go into the worlds and that few announcements, imagine Israel has killed 40,000-50,000 men, women and children, civilians. We say over 100,000, 200,000. Anyway, we take it to 50,000. And now they kill children. And what they say? A tactical mistake. So my question is, you always claim that you are the most moral army in the world, but your actions are the most immoral in the world. You are terrorists, you are murderers, you are rapers, committing genocide, ethnic cleansing, crime against humanity, genocide. So what more do you want? Now imagine if it was the other way around. If Hamas or Jihad Islami killed 6 Jutlas and Jutlis and Jews, the whole world should be up in the... So therefore, one of the biggest things we must know, as far as the Jews go, as far as the Western media go, as far as the whiteys go, we are never equal to them. If you're a Muslim, if you're an Arab, and you are a person who's non-white, you know, under apartheid we had blankers and de-blankers, whites and non-whites. So they always treated us as second, third, fourth class citizens. And that is what you see today, you must remember that. So may Almighty Allah dismantle the apartheid, terrorist, Nazi regime. And Hitler was right. I'm very happy about Hitler on many issues. We don't agree on all the issues, but many issues we agree. So he was right that they are the scum of society and the scum of the world. It's a cancer which must be removed. Remember that. Second one, you see, chapter 22, verse number 18. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. So whosoever, then now, you must remember Allah Jalla Wala disgraces that person, there's none to give him honor. You take MBS, million, billion, trillion, all that he got. But humiliated, disgraced, can't travel to America, Britain, all that, the media will finish him up and so forth. And they're waiting for him there, Jamal Khashoggi, the murder of innocent civilians, people in Yemen, and a litany of crimes and so forth and so on, right? So we should know all these things as well. Third one, now you have Trump. Trump and the Epstein files. So this will always be attached to him, like Howard Clinton, Monica is attached, you see. So yesterday I sent out that how he and Epstein and them, they love young girls, 11, 12, 13 years old, and they were busy with them. So your president in the White House is a rapist, because that is rape, remember, yet. That is, girls are not even mature. And Islamically also, you must remember that this is rape. You must remember that her consent is not consent and so forth. But these people, they, and they got ample ammunition and evidence that he was busy there, Clinton was busy there, all that. Therefore, he, Trump, has told the AG, the Attorney General, that Bondi, that lady there, that you must remember that you must not release this and don't allow it. But today is time of internet. One person must just have it, and then you go to thousands and millions. And especially a story like this is a juicy Lucy story. You know that the people like juicy Lucy stories. So may Almighty Allah decimate America, Israel, all these haramis, remember, war criminals. And they're so humiliated and disgraced. And then Cyril addressed the nation. I never ever heard Cyril speaking, you know, that because to me, he's not a good president, he's hopeless with his pala pala and that. Now the EFF, and I see the media is full of it this morning. I don't know if you get it, the story or not. He appointed prayer, Professor, you understand, Firoz Kachalia. This Firoz Kachalia, myself, were in the same class in the 70s in William Hills. You understood? Yeah. Say, you won't remember me, obviously. We non-entities, they all big politicians. So you must remember, his elder brother was Azhar Kachalia. I remember him very well. So anyway, so there's big problems with that now. They're saying that where does the constitution allow you, Cyril, to appoint somebody who is not in the cabinet, is not in parliament as a minister and so forth and what. So all these technicalities, you understand, is not in the cabinet or whatever. Now you make a reshuffle and so forth. So they know all these things better. We don't know. You must remember that. So anyway, and then all the dirt will come out on him and so forth and so on. You must remember that. And they made one nice like a cartoon, like a story. They say Raj Bansi. You know Raj Bansi?
No.
So you must remember, Raj Bansi was the most colorful Indian politician. So you see, when we had P.W. Botha, you understand? So P.W. Botha was before the clerk. So P.W. Botha, you must remember, he said, we will never give the blacks rights to vote and all that. So they caught the Indians, Raj Bansi and them. They said, you will run the House of Delegates, you see? So Indian votes. Nobody voted, few people, Indians voted, you understand? So he was like the main guy in that House of Delegates, Raj, they should call him, Raj Bansi, from Chatsworth. And then the House of Representatives, so that is the colored guys, you see? So they had Reverend Hendricks, you must remember that. So he was like the main guy there and all that. So this was just to make some coloreds happy and some Indians happy. We were sell out and hopeless. And for them it was good. Mufatiyas, they just collect wages all day. They got no real power. They can't tell the white man anything and so forth. So they made a joke. They say the Raj came to Raj too. The Raj came to Ramaphosa. R came to R. You see, Raj came to Ramaphosa. And he whispered in his ear. He said, R, hey Ramaphosa. There are not many Indians in your cabinet. Better get one Indian guy and put him there as the acting minister of police. So he got a Firoz Kachalia there. You see that? So these are all, you know, South Africa is a whole country, is one big joke. It's a banana republic. And remember, we're going to 18 now. Rand per dollar and so forth and so on. So everything there, but we still love South Africa. It's the best country to live in. You can speak what you want to, do what you want to. Kuzonke lungile, kullu halal. Understand? So now they say they're going to make a war on potholes. So this morning I asked them, how many holes in your guys' pocket, how much you guys stole, you understand? So that is what we want to know. And all waste of time, these characters. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of everything that a human being needs in his life so that he can prepare things here in this world for the year after. You see that? So go to Quran Sharif and see that how Almighty Allah Jalla Wala spoke about inheritance. The proper term is the law of succession. You see, that's the proper legal jargon. And the law of inheritance and so forth. From verse chapter 4, verses 7 to 14. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa. And verses 7 to 14. I just give you two, three examples. And juxtapose it, draw a comparison with any Western country. Draw a comparison with South Africa and so forth. Show me one country today that more than 1400 years ago gave children the right to inherit. Gave women the right to inherit. Gave an unborn baby the right to inherit. None of them. Only Islam did that. So when revelation came, This revelation brought about a revolution. And that is what we must understand. It was such a revolution that till today the people marvel. Seven verses and the laws are mentioned. Habibuna of inheritance, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was given a mandate and the command by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala, chapter 16, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We have revealed to you, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this reminder, the Quran Sharif. Zikra means that, see one nukta kibat, you must remember this lifelong. So just Al-Quran yufassiru ba'duhu ba'da. So in chapter 9, verse 15, chapter 9, verse 15. So you must remember, sorry, the other way around. Chapter 15, verse 9. Chapter 15, verse 9. So in chapter 15, Surah Hijr, verse 9. See, I want to explain to you the word zikr. So here, chapter 15, verse 9, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna nahnu, verily we, definitely we, Allah using the royal pronoun to stamp His majesty, authority, sovereignty, a symbol of respect and reverence. Inna, see plural, nahnu, we, plural, nazzalna, plural, see triple emphasis. نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ, that we revealed the zikr, the reminder. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ, and surely, definitely, we will be the ones, you must remember, to protect it, preserve it, no addition, no omission. So now, Mu'azzahid, quickly see if you can solve this dilemma, problem, conundrum, call whatever you want. Allah didn't say Quran. Allah said, إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ. وَإِنَّا لَهُ لَحَافِظُونَ. So if the Jew says that this refers zikr to Torah, so what answer will give him? The Christian says this refers to the Injil, to the Bible, so what answer we can give? Because Muslims, we say, no, it refers to the Quran. But when you say that, you must have a dalil. So you have the dalil, Maulana?
See, it's not, theirs is not protected, it's adulterated.
The answer is this. In this verse here, the answer is there. Inna nahnu nazzalna zikra. All the previous books and scriptures were revealed jumlatan wahida. وقال الذين كفروا لولا نزل هذا القرآن جملة واحدة. They even posed that question, why is the Quran Sharif revealed piecemeal gradually? So you must remember, so by Allah using the word nazzalna, nazzalna, نَزَّلْنَا تَنْزِيل. تَنْزِيل means تَدْرِيجًا, slowly, gradually, piecemeal. So that is your karina, is your alamat, is your sign, that إِنَّا نَحْنُ نَزَّلْنَا الذِّكْرَ can only refer to Quran, because no other book was تَنْزِيل. All were inzal. You got it? So that is your dalil. As far as the other books go, Quran says, Allah protected it in this sense, that Allah didn't take the responsibility, Allah Ta'ala gave it to them. بِمَسْ تُحْفِذُوا عَلَيْهِ مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ وَكَانُوا عَلَيْهِ شُهَدَىٰ. They, the rabbis, the priests and all of them, they had to protect it and so forth. But you know, everywhere there are problems and so forth. Go read Surah Ma'idah, chapter number 5, verse 44. This morning's news, you got it there in front of you, the paper, go read there. Yesterday I went to the shops here, so you know I like to read. My wife goes shopping, I read all the newspapers. So the Post newspaper yesterday, the headline in the first page it had, that the priest, Hindu priest, he raped a lady, whatever, in UK, 7-year sentence. And he visited South Africa several times, Newcastle and Phoenix and all these areas, Natal, you know, he visited there. All that is written there. So you see, so that is what happens. And our Muslims also, don't think it's only other. And then in France, you must remember another bishop, he got busy with another boy and he raped him. So they put him away for 5 years. So I call all these guys rifle repairs. Understood? Just like Trump, they all have to go for rifle repairs, RR. All bunch of haramis, if you ask me. So yeah, Allah Ta'ala says, بِمَسْ تُحْفِذُوا مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ. Chapter 5, verse 44. They had to look after it. They didn't look. So Allah says in chapter 16, verse 44, وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ. We see the word is anzalna. So when you speak of anzalna for Quran, it means min lawhil mahfuz ila sama'id dunya. From the upper skies, all that, the preserved tablet, to the first sky, it came down one shot, anzalna. Then min as-sama'id dunya ila qalbi an-nabiy al-mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to the mubarak heart of the master sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it came tadrijan. Wa innahu latanzilu rabbil alamin nazala bihi ar-ruhul amin ala qalbika litakuna min al-munzirin. You see how you inna anzalnahu fi laylatil qadr. Inna anzalnahu fi laylati mubarak. So that is how you reconcile everything. So anyway, from where to where we went to, so the Quran Sharif, remember, is a book constitution that teaches us Deen, Islam, our religion, and it teaches us Nizamu Hayat. Every day people are born, every day people are dying, and so forth. So what does Islam say? Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, ta'allamul fara'is wa 'allimuha an-nas. Go learn this law of inheritance and teach it to people. Fa innaha nisful ilm. You see that? And fa innahu awwalu ma yunzaw an. It will be the first knowledge and science to be snatched away. Today, how many Mawlanas know inheritance? If you get 20%, you'll be lucky. You understand? How many ulama know? It's very few. So you must remember. But our kitabs we teach in the Darulum also upside down. The Siraji and all must be scrapped. That is my opinion. It served its purpose and all that finished. In Arabic, you must teach. In Darulum Newcastle, alhamdulillah, I used to tell Mosima, we don't want this, we need to accept, you see. Al-Mawaris fi Shariat al-Islamiyah. So you must teach that. My nephew and them came, so he asked me, he has to teach inheritance. So I gave him the book of Hazrat Mawlana Ahmad Sadiq Desai Hafizahullah, Kitabul Miras. I told him that's the best book in English. I was now in PE Saturday. I had 1 hour meeting plus minus with Mawlana. And then I told them, I gave my Kitabul Miras away, give me that and other four or five kitabs, and that I brought. One Ajib book I brought from there, and I see my name is there also. I asked, what's this book? The title is all in Afrikaans, you see. So you see, now it's a book against the Shias in Afrikaans. So I said, let me see. I opened it, I see my name is there. That I said something and the one person objected or asked a question, and then some of the answering there and all that, you see. So about why Shia the Kufar and so forth and so on. So very good book that is. All these people who want Afrikaans material regarding the Shias, you contact Majlisul Ulama, Port Elizabeth, or you contact them here in Dadir. So, Maulana, you go to Dadir, ask them there. Maybe they got that book there in Afrikaans. They got bring one, two other copies also. So, that is also, so we had nice discussion, you see. So, these are the books you must teach, the best books. So, now we're discussing inheritance quickly. So, now what we will say, Kullu nafsin zaikatul maut. Okay? Every living being shall taste death. There's nobody who will live forever. Because Anbiya didn't live forever, so where are we, me and you, stand a chance? Innaka mayyitu wa inna mayyitu. You, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, your demise will take place and they also will die. You see that? So that Nabi Isa alayhi salam is alive, but he comes back. He'll get married, he'll have two sons, he'll come to Medina Munawwara, pass away there, naturally, be buried next to Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So all this is our belief and we accept it, you must remember that when you look at all the ahadith on this topic and so forth and so on. So that is what you must remember that. Thereafter, so now, what the Quran Sharif, what the hadith of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam teaches us. Number one, burial funeral. You see, he is the mayyit. And what he or she left. Your mother-in-law passed away, rahimahullah. So now my brother-in-law, Qasim, passed away, rahimahullah. So we just use them as examples now. So what they left behind in cash or kind or property or money or whatever. So ma yatrukuhu al-mayyit, what the mayyit deceased left behind, you call it tariqah. What do you call? Tariqah. A kasra, a zair on the ra, on the re. So you call it tariqah. Always remember that. So now, from that tariqah estate, you take out the amount to be paid for funeral expenses, burial expenses, all expensive, you know. That's 6, 7, 8, 9,000, you understood? So nowadays I see 8 lens. Most people, they use Sabri Chishti. So I asked the one brother, why? He said, no, they're cheaper also than others. You see that? I mean, I don't know. So this, we only one time we had to use. No, thrice we used them. Because my mother-in-law passed away here. And then my brother-in-law and his wife also, their janaza left from here. You know. So anyway, I don't know all the prices and all that. But you have to pay. You have to pay for the grave. You have to pay for all the plagues. You have to pay for the petrol and all the diesel. Don't go on Zamzam, you know, and all that. It can be 5,000, 6,000, 8,000, 10,000, whatever. Allah alone knows. But it's around there, I think. So anyway, so that one. Now you must take from the tariqah. But if somebody else wants to pay, the son, daughter, family member, friend, a non-Muslim want to pay, say, me, I'll pay what you want to pay for. 100% permissible, no problem. You know, so that also is acceptable. It's not necessary. You must take it out from there. Like my father, mother passed away, we said we'll use our money and do that. You understood? We don't touch the tariqah. Second one is the debts of the deceased. What we must do, Maulana, make a note of it. Next week we'll discuss this, the common errors that are committed regarding estate and inheritance and that. You understood? Just make a note of that. That will be next week's topic. And you must remind me also. So anyway, so the point I'm making now is this. So the whole estate will be used for that, the entire estate, if the need arises. Second is the debts of the deceased. Now debts, you must remember, will be hukukullah, hukukul ibad, everybody. Understood? That is majority scholars. The Shafi'is, the Maliki's, the Hanbalis, and if you look at the Dalil, it's very strong, better than the Hanafi's Dalil. Because Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa said, Deenullah ya haqqu wa awfa. The debts of Almighty Allah are more deserving to be paid, and you should pay more emphasis to that. So the Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say debts got a very broad connotation. You see, now debt already, you won't find in Siraji. That is only pure Hanafi, and the Arabic also is not good and all that. You don't know where's the starting, ending. But Sheikh Sabuni got discussion on all this. So anyway, the point I'm making, you must remember, is that is majority score. So that person didn't pay zakat for 1 year, 2 years. That person didn't pay for his siyam and fasting and all that, the fidya, because he was very old and sickly, he or she didn't fast. So all that, according to majority scholars, will come out from category two. Category one is what? At-tajheez wa takfeed. So meaning that burial, funeral expenses. Then category two will be, you must remember, duyun, ada'ud duyun. But ada'ud duyun means to pay the rights of Allah and to pay the rights of human being. Hanafi say it, duyun means that duyunul insan, what you owe people and all that. What you owe Allah don't come in the second category. You got it? So you must know that. So that is it. Now, what are the consequences? This is serious. Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, Nafsul mu'mini mu'allakatun biduyuni hatta tughza anhu. Hadith in Musnad Ahmad. No person, whether it's my parents, your parents, anybody. So I use parents because they're near and dear to us. Nobody enters Jannah and Paradise until and unless the debts are paid. Therefore, we need to understand the visage of Islam. We need to understand the temperament of Islam. Islam wants we must live a sin-free life, which is very difficult. We all are sinners. And we must lead a debt-free life. So it is permissible to take loan and account, but definitely not encouraged, it's discouraged. You see that? So because of hadith like that, that person won't enter Jannah until the debts are paid. So now how many people? So therefore when his family, friends, I always tell them, settle the debts immediately. There's no such thing that debts must be settled after 3 days and 40 days and 100 days. All that are fairy tales which people have concocted and fabricated and so forth. Right? And then remember that, so that will be the debt story. So then after that you come to wasiyah. So Hanafis and them will say, only Hanafis on the four school, that you got outstanding hajj, you got outstanding fasting, salat, you got outstanding siyam, So now you must be the one, you use your discretion, you take the money, and then you go and pay it and so forth. You don't use it now for your own business and your own petrol and all these kind of things there. So all these are issues we should know. So number one is what? The burial funeral expenses. Number two is the debts that what they can remember and so forth. So therefore it's good to have, you must remember, they call it a what? A nice term they got, you know, it's a business term. So where you have all your assets, liabilities and so. So anyway, Allah Ta'ala, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you have a proper term where you have all those things there. So, and you should inform your children who you are owing and all these type of things. My father passed away. Well, my father used to sell cars, you know, part-time. So one person came, he said, your father owed me 2,000 rand. So my brothers looked at me, I said, just give it to him, finish it. After 2-3 days, he came, he said, no, I made a mistake, it's not 2,000, it's like 3,000 rand or something. So I had to give another 1,000, another 2,000. So I told my brothers, tell him, we're not going to pay again now. This is the last time finished. That's why I come again and say another person. You know? You see, they know what this is, no document, it's a gentleman's agreement, you understand? So you must remember this type of thing. So just Google it there and see what the, when you have all your business, your assets and all these kind of things, what you call it and all that. So anyway, it's a nice term, you must remember. So we don't businessmen, so we don't use it, you know. So anyway, so that must be paid immediately. And this justice delayed is justice denied. Then wasiyat comes. So wasiyat is for non-heirs. And the benefactor, beneficiary can be non-Muslim also. But it must not exceed 1/3. You must remember that. You understood? So I think it starts with the V, if I'm not mistaken. So you must remember that with the V or with the M. So that is, you must remember, wasiyah for non-heirs and not exceed 1/3 and so. So inshallah we'll carry on with it next week. You got anything there?
Jazakumullah khairan, Mufti Saab. From us and the team, we say Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah.